There are 50 ways to save your brother.
The problem's all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you with your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to save your brother. You know it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. And I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to save your brother. 50 ways to save your brother.
You slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to spell much. Just drop off the key and set yourself free. Just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and set yourself free.
You know it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there's something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. Would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said there's really not 50 ways, you see. The Bible shows us only one way to be free. Jesus is the way, the truth, the light that we must be. There's only one way to save your brother. One way to save your brother.
Read the book of Acts, Jack. Get a Bible of plans, Stan. Have faith like a boy, Roy. Just listen to me. Blessings are for us, Gus. You don't need